The first post ended with the C++ port working end-to-end, byte-identical firmware, compared to the C baseline and master tracking the C++ tree. Everything worked. It was also messy in the way things are when they've just started working. The WEACT BSP shipped drivers for 4 different image sensors, only one of which was on the board, a Python. Vinv had accidentally gotten committed to the repo, the LCD per frame. Blit was pulled SPI and wasted 10 milliseconds of every frame. The tracker algorithm was welded to HAL headers and impossible to unit test. And the only way to evaluate alternative tracker algorithms was to dream about what they might do. This post is what happened next, about a week of evenings. No single headline win, just a bunch of systematic cleanup that now makes the whole thing feel like a real project instead of a prototype. Section, cleaning up the vendor code. First pass, delete what wasn't doing any work. The WEACT SDK ships with camera drivers for OV2640, OV5640, OV7670, and OV7725**. My board has the OV7725, the other 3 shipped as part of the BSPs. Try every sensor on the I2C bus probe dispatcher. Remove them. lib/weact-camera/ went from 11 files to 4, and the camera init device dispatcher shrunk from a 4-sensor cascade to a direct OV7725 probe plus init. 3000 lines of dead sensor code out. And camera write reg list/camera reset became orphans to delete. With them, LCD test was a factory demo boot animation. WEACT logo, 3-second. Key weight, brightness ramp. WEACT Studio/STM32H7s, branding. That main.c was calling as its LCD initializer. Every line of text in that sequence was immediately overwritten by fill rect, black. 3 seconds later, replaced with a stripped LCD init that does. Driver bring up and nothing else. Boot is 3 seconds faster. LCD light fade animation, LCD soft PWM asterisk family, the soft PWM. Fallback wired up via camera X clock set, which I'd already removed. The 647 line logo 1680.c splash bitmap, all orphaned, all deleted. Font.h shipped with 5 bitmaps, 2 Chinese glyph tables, a QQ messenger logo, and 2 ASCII fonts. The Chinese and QQ ones weren't referenced anywhere. Linker GC was already dropping them from Flash, but they were cluttering source. Minus 218 lines of pure source hygiene, 0 flash impact. And then, the Python virtualenv. Git ls files wc. L said the repo had 3,478 files. Git ls files. Grep v/venv wc. L said 47. The other 98.6% was an accidentally committed Python venv under the repo root, bytecode caches, and numpy/py game source that pip install had produced for the host tuner during an earlier session. Git rm cached rdpvenv plus dot git ignore entry fixed it. Annoying churn in the commit, but the clone is now 40 MB smaller. Last cut, OV7725, COV7725.cpp. This was the final .c file of our own code. After it moved, every source file under src/and lib/weakt_** that we authored or substantially rewrote was C++. The remaining C files, OV7725regs.c, ST7735.c, ST7735reg.c, and the CubeMX generated peripheral inits in src/star.c are either vendor verbatim drivers or CubeMX output that regenerates from the .ioc. Converting them would have been costume jewelry. Cumulative, 4,200 lines deleted, flash text from 112 kilobytes to 86 kilobytes. 24% smaller, **, and the remaining tree maps cleanly to our code. C++, and not our code C. Section, splitting the tracker out for host tests. The second big theme was splitting the tracker algorithm off from everything it was welded to. Main.cpp was 870 lines of bundled concerns. MCU bring up, MPU, cache, clocks. DCM, iframe callback. LCD drawing helpers. CDC protocol, command parser plus streamer. The actual tracker, pyramid SAD, flood fill, alpha beta update, template. Capture. Worse, the tracker called HAL GPIO read pin, K_JK_port, K_pin. Directly for K1 edge detection, a hard HAL dependency that meant the algorithm couldn't be built without ARM-NUNEB. There was no way to unit test anything. Fixed by creating lib/tracker/tracker, HPP, CPP, pure algorithm. No HAL includes 0STM32 headers. The signature changed from tracker_update, reading module scope volatile globals, to a clean tracker step, tracker, and const uint16_t*, tracker inputs, and tracker params, and where tracker inputs includes a plain bool key_press that the caller fills in. MCU init, DCMI glue, LCD drawing, CDC protocol. All stayed in main.cpp. No RTUS, no abstraction layer, just one hard boundary between HAL bound and pure math. Then added a second Docker image under test/plain_ubuntu+. G++++kmake, no ARM-NUNEB, that compiles lib/tracker/tracker.cpp. Against an assertion-based test runner. 9 tests covering Luma. Conversion edges, template capture centering, seg flood on uniform. Squares plus Luma boundaries, half-res averaging, lock/unlock transitions, and force flag consumption. Make test runs the full suite in the test container in under a second. Make build still cross-compiles the firmware in the other container. 2 build targets, 1 algorithm source, 0 shared state between the environments. If someone accidentally adds a HAL include under lib/tracker/, the x86 build breaks immediately, which is the point. The roadmap item I'd written as host buildable tracker unit tests 4 months ago **, got ticked on a Tuesday evening without anyone having to write an abstraction layer section. LCD SPIDMA plus DCMI double buffering. The main.cpp main loop used to look like this. At 20 MHz SCK, pushing 25,600 bytes of RGB565 per frame through. Hold HAL SPI transmit burns 10 milliseconds of CPU time, that's genuinely doing nothing but spinning on TXE. At 25 FPS, the budget is 40 milliseconds per frame. We're 25% of the budget in weight on peripheral alone. The tracker compute is independent. The 2 steps were serialized, purely because I'd written the loop that way. Fix. 1 big DMA for the blit. ST7735 fill RGB rect is a row by row loop. 80 polled transfers of 320 bytes each, with set cursor between, which blocks the CPU even if each row's data transfer is on DMA. The fix that actually helps is to bypass it. 1. Set cursor, 0, 0, plus 1 single 25,600 byte DMA that relies on the ST7735's auto increment to fill the window linearly. The CPU is free for the entire duration, and critically, the loop can interleave. Plumbing, DMA1_stream1, stream 0 is DCMI, wired to SPI4TX via __HAL_linked_MA, IRQ handlers for DMA and SPI defined in LCD.cpp, with extern C to override the weak symbols in the startup file, and a HAL SPI-TX complete callback that releases CS and clears the busy flag. Dcache clean on the source buffer before the DMA reads it. AXIS RAM is write-back cacheable in the default MPU layout. The whole change is 80 lines in LCD.cpp. The visible tearing issue made me take the next step, DCMI. Double buffering **. The single pick buffer was both the DMA target and the LCD read source. Tearing was usually invisible because polled SPI was slow enough that by the time we finished blitting, DCMI had already started overriding rows we were done with. With the blit async, the margin shrunk and the race became real. Converted pick to pick 2, frame W, frame H, doubled the DMA length, so DMA wraps. Every two frames, added DCMI last filled toggled in the frame event. Main loop snapshots IDX equals DCMI last filled at the top and reads. End pick IDX 20, 0 for the whole iteration. DCMI writes the other half. No overlap regardless of timing. Plus 38,400 bytes BSS, the second frame buffer, still trivially fits. In the 512 kilobytes AXIS RAM section, text only LCD, event flag dashboard. With the DMA path working, I realized something else. The whole point of displaying video on the onboard LCD was nice for standalone use, but in practice, I'm always tethered to the host, which has the full CDC stream. The duplicated blit was a nice to have that. Cost 10 milliseconds of CPU per frame. Deleted the per frame LCD blit. The 0.96 inch panel is now log only. Status text showing active profile, FPS, lock state, and coordinates. When locked, SPI4 stays idle between the rare dashboard updates. At which point the dashboard's update rate itself started bothering me. Updating a text line at 25 Hz is pointless. A human reads at maybe 2 to 5 Hz. Also, the FPS counter only changes once per second. The DCMI ISR computes count slash second and stores it. So I added in. LCD updates dropped from 25 Hz to 1.2 Hz. FPS tick plus lock transitions. Per frame overheads dropped correspondingly. The point isn't microseconds. It's that the code now says what the rates actually are. Asterisk, asterisk. One main loop, multiple conceptual loops, each running at its own natural rate. All dispatch from the top level via flags. This is what different loops for different concerns means on a single core MCU. Not in RTUs, just one while, one, with enough self-discipline to run each branch only when its flag is set. Section. Unlocking the camera frame rate. After all the above, the firmware was visibly leaner and the main loop's CPU use dropped a lot. But BB, FPS equals 25 kept showing up on every status line. What gives? The OV7725 at our settings can theoretically do 113 FPS at QQVGA. The bottleneck was AEC plus abandoning filter plus night mode auto frame. Rate all conspiring to snap the frame period to 50/60 Hz mains. Harmonics and stretch it in low light. Added. OV7725 unlock FPS. Called right after camera init device. AEC slash AGC stay on so exposure. Still adapts to brightness, just without the quantization. Typical. Indoor light went from 25 FPS to 37 FPS. In bright light, desk lamp. On the target, it climbs past 60. The remaining ceiling is AEC exposure time. In dim rooms, the sensor picks 20 milliseconds of integration, which forces frame period up. Option. For later, disable AEC outright. Set manual exposure plus gain. Expose. Both via CDC for tuning. For now, the rough cut throttle disable is enough. Asterisk, asterisk, and the honest 37 FPS is already smoother than the old 25. Section. A bug that looked like physics. Then the user, me, wearing a different hat, reported something odd. Lock on a small object. Push a second object into the field. A view from outside the bounding box, slowly, from bottom to top. The BB drifts upward, even though every pixel inside the BB is unchanged. First instinct. That's impossible. Nothing inside the template changed. Second instinct. After an hour of staring. Oh. The SAD search window is plus or minus 25 at half resolution, effectively plus or minus 50. Full resolution. On an 80 pixel tall strip that's basically scan the entire vertical range every frame for the best template match. Because the template is 16 times 16 of a low texture target, SAD isn't very discriminative. When a new object enters the search window, even at a position far from the current lock, its SAD score can be lower than the static targets, especially if the target has soft edges that pick up a bit of background blur. The tracker obediently moved toward the new match. What it looked like from outside, B BB drifting up because something pulled on it, even though the something wasn't inside. The BB, the fix is two lines. Compute the jump between the SAD winner and the alpha beta prediction. If it exceeds max underscore jump in either axis, reject the default max underscore jump equals 12 pixels, configurable via MJ equals CDC command. So the operator can trade sticky versus nimble life. Tracker now ignores distractors it previously followed, and the BB stays put while the target stays put. Clean fix, two lines, one test confirming the regression on hardware. The deeper point is that the wide SAD search was technically correct. It's what every textbook template matcher does, but failed the real-world constraint that a human operator is gently framing targets, not chasing ICBMs. The search radius should reflect the expected target dynamics. Too narrow and you lose fast targets. Too wide and you chase every distractor. The jump rejection gate lets you widen the search radius, useful for reacquisition after a loss, while staying sticky during normal tracking, because the alpha beta prediction handles the common case. Section, profiles plus D-pad cycling. Once max underscore jump was a parameter, it joined the growing pile. Toll. Max SAD tolerance, VC, velocity clamp, SEG, segmentation luma. Window, RS, resegmentation interval, MJ. Five knobs, each. With a good value for slow targets and a good value for fast targets that are both wrong in the other case. Nobody wants to tune five parameters every time they switch what they're tracking. So, tracker profiles. Four presets, stored in a const table. CDC command P R O F equals next P R O F equals previous prof equals swaps G underscore params. Wholesale, the status line picks up the active profile name so the LCD reads norm 37FL equals 80, 40 or fast 55FK 1 equals lock. Host side D-pad. Left slash right is wired to send P, R O F equals previous slash P, R O F equals next with. Edge detection, so holding a direction doesn't spam. Individual. Single perm commands still work, so you can pick a preset and then tune on top. A micro feature, but it's the kind of thing that makes the tracker feel like a tool instead of a parameter sheet. Section. Host script that survives reality. One more small thing. The Python tuner crashed every single time I pushed the serial handle behind a serial link class with exponential. Back off. 0.5S1S2S. Capped at 30S. Read. Blocks and reconnects when the port vanishes. Write is best effort and return 0 when the port is down, so the Pi game main thread never stalls. Console now prints. You unplug, wiggle a cable, reflash, and the tuner window stays live. The feed picks back up the moment the board reenumerates. This is the single DevErgonomics improvement that has saved me the most real wall time in this whole round. Section, offline AB benchmark, SAD versus NCC versus MOS. With the algorithm split into lib slash tracker slash and test harness shaped. The next question was, which tracker do I port next? The roadmap had five candidates, mean shift, MOS, KCF, CSRT, deep learning, and the classic engineering answer is MOS, best effort slash benefit ratio. That answer is right, but it was also vibes based. I wanted to see actual IOU versus ground truth curves before committing to a two-week port. So I built an offline AIB harness under test slash ob slash. A third Docker image, Python plus NumPy plus Matplotlib, no OpenCV, so each tracker implementation is a Python file you can actually read. Synthetic scenario generator for 160x80 RGB565 clips at 200 frames each. For scenarios, linear motion, baseline, scaling, target grows slash shrinks, morphing, shape changes, circle, ellipse, diamond, square, distractor. Lookalike enters from outside the BB. Ground truth, BB written alongside each frame. Three tracker implementations with a common interface. SAD, direct port of lib slash tracker slash, pyramid SAD plus alpha beta plus. NCC, normalized cross correlation, expected to be MOS. Classic Bohm 2010 correlation filter. 32x32 patch. A runner that runs each tracker, scenario, pair, scores per frame. IOU emits CSVs plus IOU curve plots plus a compute time bar chart, and writes a full report in docs/obtrackerreport.md. 1. Makeup test command regenerates everything. 1. MOS is 20 times faster than SAD and 130 times faster than NCC on this host. The complexity advantage scales to the M721 FFT pair beats 2 search underscore R plus 1 superscript 2 point wise kernel evaluations as soon as the search window is non-trivial. Port is the right next move. 2. All 3 survive the distractor scenario with IOU 1.0. The jump rejection gate we added for the drift bug does its job on SAD and NCC. MOS's PSR confidence does the same thing. Algorithmically, the lesson generalizes. You need some confidence signal to reject suspiciously good matches. 3. All 3 fail equally badly on scaling. 6 to 17% success. None of them does scale estimation. The template was sized at lock. Time and stayed that size. The ground truth grew and shrank. This is exactly the thing the firmware's reseg underscore every periodic. Resegmentation addresses on MCU, and it was missing from the Python port. The next pass will either add multi-scale templates or port the reseg over. 4. Morphing looks mid at 0.69 for all 3, but actually that's not a tracker failure. The center stays pinned, and the reported BB fixed size from init just doesn't match the morphing. Ground truth BB. IOU between a fixed square and a same-centered. Ellipse caps around 0.69. 5. NCC's lighting robustness advantage never shows because the synthetic clips don't simulate lighting changes. That's a fair note to add. Without camera noise and illumination shift scenarios, NCC's claim is untested and it's paying 7x SADs. Compute for nothing. The plots, per frame IOU curves for each scenario plus compute bar. Chart, live in test /ob/results/plot/. The full report, docs/obtrackerreport.md, spells out methodology, reproducibility, steps, and what I'd add to the harness next. What this bought me is not the answer, but the ability to have an answer. Before the AIB harness, which tracker next, was a coffee conversation. Now it's a file I can send someone, and they can run it themselves and disagree with the scenarios I picked and contribute new ones. That's a different category of decision-making than I had before. Section, takeaways. 1. Cleanup is a feature. Deleting 4,000 lines of vendor cruft was the single highest ROI week's work on this project. The remaining code now actually fits in my head. 2. Move the boundary between our code and vendor code early and keep it rigid. *** every time I made something C++ flavored that straddled the boundary, it cost me. Every time I let our code be C++ and vendor code be C with external C guards, it worked. 3. Unit testability is a design property, not a testing one. The tracker algorithm became testable the moment it stopped calling HalGPIOReadPin, not the moment I wrote the first test. All the tests followed trivially once the coupling was broken. 4. DMA wins are shape wins, not flag wins. Switching an API call from blocking to DMA, it doesn't help unless you also restructure the caller to use the save time. The LCD blit only started saving real wall time once I move tracker step into the DMA window. 5. Flag-driven main loops are the poor person's routes, and that's fine. *** no scheduler, no stack budget for multiple tasks, no priority inversion risk, just if flag_x, handle_x. Repeating at the top level, each subsystem runs only when its flag is set at its own natural rate, and the intent is legible to the next reader. 6. A bug that looks like physics is always a missing constraint. *** the BB drift report didn't make sense until I realized the SAD search radius was allowing a constraint that the operator's intuition forbade. The target shouldn't teleport. encoding that as jump rejection, fixed it in two lines. 7. Build the AIB harness before picking the next algorithm. The cost is a weekend. The benefit is every future algorithm choice. On this repo is now a data decision instead of an argument. Section, what's next? Port MOS to the M7. The AIB numbers say this is the clearest. When? Need CMSIS DSPFFT. ARM CFFTF32. 200 lines of C++. Keeps. The jump rejection plus PS are confidence gates we proved work. Multiscale templates to fix the scaling failure case. Cheap. On MOS, 3x FFTS. Expensive on SAD. Ordering this after the MOS port makes sense. GitHub Action CI. Make build plus make test plus make up test. On every push. Locks in everything above. Camera noise plus illumination shift scenarios in the AAB harness. So NCC gets a fair shake, and the MOS port has a representative. Test before it lands on hardware. The whole repo, including the test plus AIB harnesses, the report, and the DCMI double buffered firmware, is on GitHub at